Charging forward, Bowsy grasped the little squirrel's tail and nightgown, grabbing her back inside. As they both fell flat upon the floor, several more lights flew out of the window into the rain-slashed darkness. Breathing heavily, Samos arrived on the scene. Staring out into the night, he wiped rainwater from his eyes.
What in the name of fur and whiskers? There they go. The lights are all gathered round one, as though it's having trouble floating.
Bowsy passed fur to Abbot Glisson, who had just come trundling up.
Aye, they'll have problems floating, or flying, should I say. Yon were braw big birds, bigger than yon carrion I slew outside your gates. Anywho, I hit the scum, I know I did.
Skipper Rogus and Corksnout came running to the abbot's side. The other chieftain brandished a throwing javelin in a businesslike way.
The rest of those lights went out by the main door downstairs, father. They were too quick for us. Straight over the lawns they floated and right out the big west gate, which, by the way, was lying open.
The young squirrel maid, Paris, was calling from the far end of the passage.
I've got the mouse, babe. He's not hurt.
Yuck! What is this thing? Someone bring a lantern.
After Bowsy had saved the mouse, babe, he had sped straight on to rescue Firth. The pretty squirrel maid had picked the mouse, babe, up and crouched against the wall, hugging him tight to her. Close by, there was something writhing sluggishly for the stairs. Brother Terillus hurried up, holding a lantern. Placing himself between Paris and the thing, he stooped forward, peering through the lantern light. It was a snake-like reptile, dull brown, with a single thin dark stripe along its spine. The features looked more lizard-like than serpentine. Bowsy had jumped on it several times with devastating force. The reptile was fatally injured, but still dangerous. It tried to coil and strike at Terillus.
Don't move, brother! Stand very still!
Thwack! Skipper dispatched the thing with a sweeping blow from his javelin. It slumped like a wet piece of cord. The otter chieftain looped the coils around his javelin with a skillful flick.
A slow worm! Sink me! There's a few seasons since I clapped eyes on one of these. This rascal was a full-grown fella.
Ahoy! Look at the head! It's shining with a kind of light.
Bowsy knelt down to inspect the head.
Oh, sure it is. I've never seen aught like it.
Corksnout, who was standing behind the hare, made another revelation.
Aye, the bottom of your footpaw is shining too, Bowsy. How does it feel? Hot?
The Highland hare snorted.
Oh, it doesn't feel like anything. It must have come from when I did a wee jig on yon beastie's skull. You didn't think 'tis poison, do you, brother?
Terillus inspected the faint glow on Bowsy's footpaw pads.
It's not poison, only if you were to lick it off. That's what is called a phosphorescence, and probably some mixture of mineral compounds. If you come along to my sick bay, I have an herbal wash that will clean it off.